know, when we were campaigning, that was my whole life, the worst thing that you repeat yourself, you say always the same speech. And you, when you look at your secretary and the people who goes with you, and they, you realize that they left. Why? Because they recognize the speech. It's always the same speech, you know. It's terrible. But you must do it because, well, the people who are in front of you are different people, and you like, well, first you like the vote, and after that you like the investment. And that is, we are always repeating the same speech. And it's, I promise you, it's a very short one, because the menu is a very good one. We have Uruguayan wines, and we have Uruguayan dulce de leche. It's a wonderful item. But I shall tell you something. Once I met Mr. Schultz at the White House, and he asked me, it was an official visit with former President Sanguinetti when Mr. Bush was president. And he asked me, well, tell me how your country was born. And I said to him, well, it was a bridge game. A bridge game? Oh, yes, yes. Well, you know, the East-West, they play together, Brazil and Argentina. We used to play with Queen Victoria, we won. And then Mr. Schultz said, but Madame Thatcher has no more assets. Well, that's the reason why you like to play with you, sir. Mr. Iglesias was a wonderful man, and we were looking at his office, a photograph when his father and mother and himself as a little kid were standing in his little commerce. You know, Mr. Iglesias was born in Spain. He was born in Spain, and Article 151 in the third term says that he became president. You must be a natural-born Uruguayan. That's the reason why Mrs. Iglesias is here. And Mr. Iglesias represents what Uruguay was and what Uruguay tried to be now in the future. We have had always a very stable economy and a stable society. Our primary schools were founded free, as free schools and mandatory schools in 1875 all over the country. Literacy in Uruguay is nearly 100%, and soccer was very good, now not as good as it was, but it's a very tiny country in a very special situation. You know, the world goes this way. That means that harbors are from our side, because the sand goes to this way and the mat goes to the other way. That was the reason why Uruguay was always a very important place in the past for the navies from all over the world. We are like that because we were a port. In 1840, 1841, 1842, you look at the briefings of the people at the ports, the ships from Prussia. But you know, and we developed a very stable country. That's the reason why we survived in the middle of the earthquakes that appears in the financial situation of our two big countries with which we have a historical and very deep relation, not only speaking about politics, but mainly speaking about the familial relation. My mother is Argentinian, and my first wife was Argentinian. My kids are 75% Argentinian. And I used to work in Brazil, in the southern part of Brazil, for years, when our school was closed, the political one. I went without documents to Brazil, and I worked in Brazil without having any kind of document. I rent land. I export cattle from Uruguay to Brazil. I have credit at the banks with Setúbal Bank, Olavo Setúbal. He gave me the credit, you know? I don't know him, not, naturally not himself, but they gave, well, this poor guy, let them work there. Then, it's like that. We know each other, we were mixing our politics in the past, and nowadays, well, we are geographically together, there's no chance to change the position, geographical position of Uruguay. And we survive in the middle of different earthquakes along the centuries that are the consequence of two countries that are growing and in the middle of the social unrest, social difficulty, and political confusion. The main thing we must do in South America today is help Argentina. All of us, we need to help Argentina. It's the main thing that we must do. Not for Argentina himself, for all of us. If Argentina goes well, we all goes well. If Argentina could stabilize under the hand of Mr. Cavallo, who is the only one today who can give some confident, reliable situation to the Argentinian markets, despite his trying to arrange things that are very difficult to do it, in a few weeks, I think that in the near future, Argentina has all, as always we have said, Argentina has all the ways and means to organize again its economy. The debt is high, but it's not as high as the deficit on the budget. Our problem always in our countries is the deficit on the budget and the political pressures over the governments, and are mainly the insecurity of the people at the Congress, that, you know, they came from a country that were as wealthy as you never imagined. Imagine how was the Argentina in 1920, in 1930, as a wealthy country. Impossible to imagine. All the Argentinian elite lives, writes, thinks, and plays polo in Paris. That's the real thing. And that's a fantastic country that we must now help in order to add Cavallo to our group of players who try, as Herminio Fraga and Malan did in the recent past, to stabilize Brazil. If we can just put Argentina in order in the same way the Brazilians did for themselves, I think that the future for the whole South America, not only for us, for the whole South America, is going to be much, much better. Uruguay is stable, and it continues to be stable in this moment. In the last issue of bonds in Uruguay, we asked for 40 million bonds, and they offer us 120 million in the local market, and we pay 202.40 over the 5% of rate of interest. We pay 7.40. In the same day, the Brazilians pay 13, and the Argentinians pay 15. A tiny country can make justice despite its poor. You don't need to be wealthy to organize your country in the social point of view with justice. Justice and injustice is something that came out from our own decision of government. We have a political stability. We have making a strong agreement with other historical party in Uruguay. We have governed together in the last 3 administrations, and this is the 4th one. You know, our inflation rate is very low, and well, this year will be between 4% and 5%. We are not going to grow very much this year. The 1999 earthquake in Brazil was terrible. They devalued nearly 100%. We must understand what it means for us and our exports, our meat exports, our leather exports, and everything. And how they can compete with, how we can compete, but we don't do it. And now we have the Argentinian situation, that is an earthquake in advance, but that's the reason why I think we must really, all of us, help Argentina and help Cavallo. And besides that, with some of you have made in the past good business. I like that if you have a chance to go down there to look at the country. We like to receive you, and we like you invest, and we like that you earn money. If you don't earn money, it's not good for you, and it's not good for the government. Because the government makes put taxes, and it only protects if you earn money. And we like that you earn a lot of money. We don't have income tax at home. That's not bad. It's a southern Italian advice. And the northern Italy, they have income tax, and southern Italy, we don't have income tax at all. And it's a country where we pay our debts, and I already told a group of friends here that we are as the French, like the French. We have the heart on the left, but the money on the right. And I hope I see you soon in Uruguay. It's being a tiny country as ours, it's so easy to phone and call the president, that is not as in any other country, and that's an advantage. I hope we can, in this new epoch that we have, make a good deal with Canada, the States, and Mexico. The sooner, the better, inside the ALCA or outside the ALCA. Multilateral, regional, bilateral, but as the old British song says, let's do it. Let's fall in love. Let's do it. Thank you.